All week long, NHPR has been looking at how disparities in early childhood can shape a child's chances for success later in life. Issues surrounding what some call the opportunity gap, others call inequality of opportunity. There are common concerns of politicians in both parties these days, starting at the very top.
Disparities in education, mental health, obesity, absent fathers, isolation from church, isolation from community groups. These gaps are now as much about growing up rich or poor as they are about anything else.
Joining me now to discuss how the men and women fighting to become the next occupant of the White House are talking about these issues is NHPR's Josh Rogers. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Rick.
Okay, Josh, everybody, you know, loves children, but, you know, the consensus isn't a snap on these issues. Both parties have core ideological beliefs, and they tend to stick to them.
That's true, Rick. Democrats see a larger role for government and government spending. Investment is what they tend to call it. Republicans, meanwhile, mostly steer the discussion towards personal responsibility and focusing on how individuals might be empowered to make decisions. That's the broad picture.
Are we hearing anything, you know, specific from the candidates on these issues right now?
Most of the talk is general, but we are hearing some detail from Democrats. It's definitely part and parcel of reshuffling the deck, to borrow a phrase from Hillary Clinton. When Clinton campaigned in Keene last month, she visited a children's furniture maker, and there she spoke of the need for early education and daycare.
So we've got to do more to support quality childcare and universal pre-kindergarten, because by the time a child enters kindergarten, a lot of their brain development has taken place. Their vocabulary has been developed. And so if we want to have our kids do well in school, it has to start in those first 5 years.
Now, you know, Clinton didn't spell out how that might work. She did point to how Oklahoma, a state dominated by Republicans, has embraced early education and, you know, suggesting that's an issue where parties might be able to reach common ground. The only other Democrat now in the race, Bernie Sanders of Vermont, has meanwhile spoken more broadly and more pointedly about what he sees not simply as a matter of policy, but really one of morality.
We can't continue having a nation in which we have the highest rate of childhood poverty of any major nation on earth at the same time as we're seeing a proliferation of millionaires and billionaires. So that's the major issue.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Now, I know college education, of course, isn't part of the first decade, but I understand Sanders is looking at a bill to pay for universal college by taxing trades in stocks, bonds, and derivatives.
Yes, and, you know, that bill's not going to go anywhere in a Republican-controlled Congress, but it is a very specific proposal.
Now, Josh, what about Republicans? How are they framing these issues?
Well, for most of them, this is about getting government, as they often put it, out of the way. But some candidates say issues surrounding inequality of opportunity are near the center of their concerns. Here's Jeb Bush, for instance, campaigning last month in Concord.
I think social mobility is the great challenge of our time. You could take all the money from all the rich people, and it's not going to necessarily have an impact on a person that's born into poverty to have a chance to rise up.
That is former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. So 2 points there, Josh. A statement that climbing the economic ladder is harder today than it once was, and the suggestion that even massive redistribution of income isn't going to fix this.
Yes. Jeb Bush went on to say the country needs to do a better job of making sure people have the skills to move up the economic ladder through what he tends to call earned success. Bush said giving parents more choice in education through tax credits and the like might help on this. Nothing hugely specific, but if you hear Bush talk, you get the sense he believes fostering greater opportunity for all is a multifaceted concern.
But that's not so with all Republicans in the race, is it?
No. Texas Senator Ted Cruz, for instance, says these issues are really quite basic. He calls himself a practitioner of opportunity conservatism, wherein broad economic growth lifts all, including those at the bottom.
It's not complicated. We've seen over and over again that when the federal government pursues tax reform and regulatory reform, when we reduce the burdens of taxes and simplify the tax code, and when we reduce the federal regulatory burdens that are strangling small businesses, over and over again, tremendous economic growth results.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Now, Cruz has proposed a single tax rate in getting rid of the IRS. Florida Senator Marco Rubio would also drop rates and brackets and all taxation on investment income, but also he would up the child tax credit to $2,500.
Yes, Rubio's plan is interesting. Some conservatives love it. Others don't, saying it leaves top rates too high. And in some ways, it's emblematic of the challenges Republicans face on these sorts of issues, which is how to cut taxes and enact policies that can appeal to core GOP constituents and also come up with conservative policies that might reach beyond core GOP voters. For Rubio, tying a tax reform proposal to children probably isn't the worst politics. How high profile this remains as this campaign goes on, we'll see.
That is in NHPR's Josh Rogers.